Yesterday, Saraji explained in the way of Paticca Samuppada, the dependent origination, that the Nama Rupa are arising continuously like a stream of current. Continuous arising of these Nama Rupa, like a stream of current, are called Vata. Vata are the rounds. Kilesa Vata, round of defilements. Kamma Vata, round of deeds. Vipaka Vata, round of resultants. And Saraji explained how the three rounds keep on rotating continuously. But for those who have not heard of it before, they will not understand as much. So they have to be explained once, twice. When they hear over and over again, they will understand more and more. So in life, these Nama Rupa are arising continuously. They are the three rounds, Kilesa Vata, Kamma Vata, and Vipaka Vata, which are arising as cause and effect continuously. In life, things are arising as cause and effect. Based on Kilesa Vata, round of defilements, one performs good and bad deeds. When performing good and bad deeds, there is Chetana volition involved. Good volition gives good results. Bad volition gives bad result. And Vipaka Vata, the round of resultants, follow. And when there is new life, new existence, there is avijja, tanha, and ditti, ignorance, craving, and wrong view. Avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging are involved. And based on these avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging, good and bad deeds are good and bad deeds arise, and these good and bad deeds generate results. In this way, the three rounds keep on rotating just like a fan rotates. And it is samsara vata, it is the round of existences. And even if there are good results, but if there is new existence, if there is rebirth, there is going to be old age, disease, death, sorrow, lamentation, physical suffering, mental suffering. So these sufferings are inevitable. One cannot escape from these sufferings, such as old age, disease, death, sorrow, lamentation, physical suffering, mental suffering. So if there is no new existences, then old age, disease, and death will no longer take place. And if there is no new existence, the round of the three rounds will also come to a stop. But if the rounds keep on rotating, there will be samsara vata dukkha, the suffering of the rounds that are arising continuously. Escaping from these rounds, there will be samsara vata dukkha nisarana. One is being liberated from the suffering of the rounds. And when there is defilements, these defilements will lead to good and bad deeds. Good and bad deeds lead to resultants. In this way, the three rounds keep on rotating. But when one can cut the kilesa vata by cutting the round of defilements, The other two rounds will also be cut, and there will be vivata, the cutting of the rounds. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will be cutting the three rounds. By the practice of Satipatthana practice involves the eight factors of the path, and one will be removing gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, and thus, through the practice of vipassana, kilesa vata, the defilement rounds are being cut momentarily. By cutting the kilesa vata, the defilement round, one will not be committing the kamma vata, the round of deeds. By removing the kamavata, round of good and bad deeds, vipakavata, the round of resultants, will not take place. Not removing the defilements, one cannot cut the round of defilements. The round of good and bad deeds follow, which will also lead to vipakavata, round of resultants. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will be cultivating eight factors of the path. One will remove kilesa vata, round of defilements, and thus one will also remove the kamma vata, round of good and bad deeds, and vipaka vata, round of resultants. In this way, if one does not fulfill the eight factors of the path, one will not be cutting the three rounds. But by fulfilling the eight noble path through the practice of Satipatthana, one will be cutting the three rounds. And yesterday, Saraji explained how one is cutting the three rounds. And some of the people might be thinking whether it is really correct or not about the three rounds rotating. So there might be some doubt or confusion. In order to remove the doubt and confusion, Saraji will explain it using an example. Saraji gives an example which is in material. On the earth, everywhere on the earth, there are various kinds of plants and trees. There are many species of trees. Kilesa vata, based on kilesa vata, the round of defilements, one performs good and bad deeds, and due to these good and bad deeds, which give results in existences. And because there are various good and bad deeds the beings perform, there are various kinds of beings: human, deva, brahma, animal. So in this way, beings differ from each other according to the deeds that they have done before. So various kinds of beings are compared to various species of trees that grow on this planet Earth. So on this planet Earth, there are many beings that can be seen, and there are also beings that cannot be seen. And these beings are compared to many species of plants. Among the various kinds of trees, let us compare the kind of tree that gives fruit to a being, a person or being. So the plant that gives fruit is compared to a being. In the tree that gives fruit, There is the sap, or the moisture in the tree that pervades throughout the tree. The sap that is pervading throughout the tree is compared to kilesavada, the round of defilements. So based on the sap of the tree lives, and when the time comes to give fruit, the tree gives fruit that generate new seed or new genes. Because of the seed from the fruit, the seed gave rise to a new tree. The seed giving rise to new tree is compared to the good and bad deeds that are generated by defilements. These good and bad deeds will produce a new existence. So the sap that is pervaded in the whole tree is generated by nutriments from the soil, water, air, and the sunshine. Due to the nutritions from the water, soil, air, and sunshine, the sap in the tree pervade in the tree. In the same way, the sensual pleasure of human, deva, and Brahma are generating the defilements. So when the person no longer wants the tree, one has to get rid of the tree. Getting rid of the tree is compared to the yogi who does not want assistances. Yogi who does not want assistances will practice so as to dry up the defilements. So the drying up of the defilements is compared to getting rid of the tree. In order to get rid of the tree, one should do in such a way so that the tree can no longer get the nutriment from the soil, water, air, or the sunshine. So long as the tree is getting the nutriments from soil, water, air, and sunshine, the sap will pervade in the tree and the tree will continue to live. In order to kill the tree, one peels the bark of the tree for about 1 foot so that the tree can no longer absorb the nutriments from soil, water, air, and the sunshine. Unable to absorb the nutriments, the tree will dry and die eventually. The yogi who does not want these sufferings practice in order to dry the defilement, in order to dry the defilements. The human sensual pleasure, deva sensual pleasure, are not the kind of happiness that has the guarantee. These kind of sensual pleasure are dangerous and fatal. Through the practice of Satipatthana meditation, one fulfills sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. By fulfilling sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one removes gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. Through the practice of vipassana, the defilements are getting weaker and weaker, and they are removed momentarily. By attaining Ariyamagga, the Noble Path knowledge, one removes the defilements totally So in this way, one removes the defilements. Removing of the defilements is compared to killing of the tree, drying the sap of the tree. In the body, the objects, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, the body, feelings and sensations, thought, imaginations, general objects such as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. These nama rupa are taught by the Buddha as anicca, impermanent. These nama rupa are impermanent. They come to an end. They dissolve and pass away, and they are suffering. There is no living soul in it. These nama rupa themselves are not atta, and there is no atta, no self, or no soul involved in these nama rupa. And there is anatta, non-self. They are happening in their own accord. And they are asubha, they are loathsome. Impermanent suffering, non-self, and loathsomeness are taught not to discourage the beings. But these impermanent suffering, non-self, and loathsomeness are taught so that beings will know correctly and they will want to escape from impermanent suffering, non-self, and loathsomeness. So Buddha taught impermanent suffering, non-self, loathsomeness in order to teach the beings the way to practice in order to escape from all that things. So Buddha taught anicca, dukkha, anatta, and asubha not to discourage the beings. And one should not think that it is the negative view. But some of people are thinking that the way that the Buddha taught is discouraging. There are negative views about life and they criticize the teaching of the Buddha. And one should not believe in such kind of criticism. By the practice of satipatthana meditation, by being mindful of the object with aim and effort, with sustained mindfulness, when the mind falls calm, collected on the object, one discerns the true nature, the true characteristics. Noting the object, one discerns the arising and passing away, and thus one understands it as impermanent. As there is constantly arising and passing away, they are suffering. And one also experiences discomfort, and one understands the unpleasant feeling, the discomfort. And nothing arises according to one's wishes. They are happening in their own accord. And these nama rupa are loathsome. So one understands that way by cultivating knowledge into mind and matter, cause and effect. So by being mindful of the nama rupa, one discerns the impermanent suffering, non-self, and the loathsomeness. In the food, in the nutrients, there are the flavors. Just as there are flavor in the food, in the same way, there are the sarasa, the characteristics in the nama rupa. When eating, the sweetness arise and pass away, sourness arise and pass away, they don't stay the same. And when you eat chili, it's hot, the hotness arise and pass away. They don't stay the same. In the same way, they are the characteristics in the nama rupa, and they don't stay the same. They arise and pass away. They are impermanent. They are suffering, non-self, and they are loathsome. So by being mindful, one discerns the arising, passing away. Seeing the arising and passing away, one discerns the impermanence. Discerning the impermanence, one will not take it as permanent. As one discerns the impermanence, the defilement will not arise based on the object that the person is discerning as impermanent. There is no craving. The wrong view of Atta does not arise. In this way, the defilement moisture have no chance to arise. And one sees the flaws of the sensual pleasure. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, they are also impermanent. They are no good. They arise and pass away. And thus, there is no assurance. There is no guarantee. One sees the impermanent. One also sees it as suffering. Knowing it as suffering, one will no longer take it as good or pleasant. If one takes things as good and pleasant, there will be defilements arising. Not seeing the flaws, one takes them as good and pleasant, there will be tatna craving. So tatna craving moisture arises if the person sees things as good and pleasant. When the tree does not get nutriments from water, soil, and air, the tree becomes dry and eventually die. So when the person understands that things do not happen according to one's wishes, there is anatta, non-self. Discerning the anatta, non-self, one removes the wrong view of atta. If one believes as atta, they are the defilement moisture, defilement sap. But understanding it as anatta, the defilement sap does not have chance to arise. And seeing as loathsome, one will no longer take it as beautiful or pleasant. If one takes things as beautiful, defilements arise. So if one does not see the sensual pleasure as happy and good, one will not be generating the defilements. So the sensual pleasure are generating the defilements, but if one does not think highly of the sensual pleasure, not thinking sensual pleasure as good, the defilements do not arise. So in this way, knowing the sensual pleasure as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome, one removes the wrong view of permanent, good, self, and beautiful. In this way, avijja, ignorance, is removed when the person discerns correctly. Discerning correctly, not knowing and knowing wrongly are dispelled. If one does not know, there is craving. But discerning correctly, craving does not have chance to arise. Ditti, wrong view, does not have chance to arise. In this way, the defilements are getting drier and drier, moment by moment, as the person is discerning by being mindful. So, by discerning correctly, avijja, tatna, and upadana ignorance, craving, clinging are drying up. By being mindful for one moment, one is drying up avijja, tanha, and upadana for one moment. By being mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of drying up avijja, tanha, and upadana. In this way, one has to be drying up these defilements moment by moment. The yogi also must cut the defilements. There are the defilements that are arising throughout their life. The defilements are generated by sensual objects, things to see, things to hear, things to smell, taste, touch. These sensual objects are generating the defilements. So these sensual objects are in the surrounding, but for the yogi who is being mindful, who has strong mindfulness, even though they come across these sensual objects, they will not take them as good or pleasant. By being mindful, there are sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom involved. And one is also fulfilling the 8 factors of the path. So by being mindful, where sila, samadhi, and panya are involved, fulfilling the 8 noble path, even though the yogi comes across the desirable objects, the sensual objects, one will not take them as permanent, good, self, or beautiful. As one discerns as anicca, dukkha, anatta, and asubha, discerning as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome, one removes the ignorance, and dana, craving, does not arise, upadana does not arise. In this way, at the moment, one is cultivating vipassana. In other words, at the moment, one is cultivating the 3 trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya. The defilements, avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, clinging, are being dried up. It is very important. So yogi have to be constantly practicing to dry up the ignorance, craving, clinging, moment by moment. So by practicing through the practice of sila, samadhi, and panya, cultivating the 8 factors of the path, one is cutting kilesa vata, the round of defilements. So the kilesa moisture are being dried up. Just as when the sap in the tree dries up, the tree no longer can give fruit, and the new generation of tree will not arise. In the same way, by drying up the defilement sap, one will not be cultivating good and bad deeds. Not cultivating good and bad deeds that lead to further assistances, the result of further assistances will no longer arise. So by cutting the defilements, the wholesome and unwholesome deeds that lead to further assistances will also be cut, and there will not be more rebirth generated. So old age, disease, death, such sufferings are also cut. And by being mindful, one is cultivating bhavana kusala, one is cultivating mental development practice. So the bhavana kusala does not lead to further assistances, but bhavana kusala is the cause to be free from the suffering of the assistances. So the bhavana kusala, the mental development practice, is called Vivada nehita kusala. It is the wholesomeness that does not give the existent, new existent as the result. So in other words, it is the wholesomeness that cuts the suffering of existence. The other kind of wholesomeness where satipatthana is not involved are called vatagami kusala, as these wholesomeness lead to the continuous rotating of the three rounds. By cultivating the wholesomeness where satipatthana is not involved, lead to human existence, deva existence, which lead to the rotation of the three rounds. But satipatthana kusala is called vivadagami kusala, as satipatthana is the wholesomeness that cut the three rounds. The person who thinks highly of the sensual pleasure, they will be mostly having unwholesomeness. But in between, there might be some wholesomeness, but mostly unwholesomeness arises to those who think highly of the sensual pleasure. Not seeing the flaws of sensual pleasure is avijja, ignorance. Taking the sensual pleasure as good is also avijja, ignorance. When there is not knowing that they are not knowing the flaws of the sensual pleasure, they think they take it as good, and thus there will be craving, and they will be looking for more and more better things. In this way, the defilement sap, the defilement moisture, will keep on arising continuously in such kind of person. By knowing the person who practices, by knowing that the sensual pleasure are dangerous and fatal, knowing that they are dangerous and fatal, one sees the flaws of the sensual pleasure. Seeing the flaws of sensual pleasure, one knows correctly, and thus one will not be generating the defilements. Knowing correctly, wrong knowing is automatically dispelled, and the craving, which is the cause of suffering, does not have chance to arise. So in this way, craving has no chance to arise. The wrong view that the person, there is person being self, also is removed. In this way, by being mindful, by discerning correctly, one is drying up the defilements moment by moment. So the person who thinks highly of the sensual pleasure, they will be generating the defilements. But yogi who is being mindful, who discerns correctly, will no longer think highly of the sensual pleasure. They will not be generating defilements. In this way, avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, clinging, are drying up. By fulfilling the eight factors of the path, the three rounds are coming to a stop. Not fulfilling the eight factors of the path, the three rounds keep on rotating. When kilesa vata, the round of defilements, arise, then the two other rounds, kamma vata and vipaka vata, the round of deeds and the round of resultants, will follow. When removing avijja, tanha, and upadana, removing ignorance, craving, and clinging, kilesa vata, the round of defilements, are cut, and thus the other two rounds, Kamavada and Vipagavada will not follow. When the sap of the tree dries up, the plant no longer gives fruit, and thus the new generation of tree will not be produced. So the most important is to dry up the sap of the tree so that the tree cannot give new tree. In the same way, one has to cut the defilement round so that it will not lead to two other rounds, and thus the three rounds will come to a stop. Shogi, who has got to the stage of Udiyabhayanyana, insight into fast arising and passing away of the object, at that stage, Shogi experiences the unique happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. When the yogi gets to this stage, experiencing the unique kind of happiness, excelling many times than the worldly happiness, yogi will no longer think highly of the sensual pleasure, as he or she is experiencing the peaceful happiness that surpasses many times than the worldly happiness. So one does not think highly of the sensual happiness, and giving up the sensual happiness will not be boring, as the person, the yogi, experiences the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. There are two kinds of happiness. The first one is Vedayita Sukha. Vedayita Sukha is the happiness one gets by coming into contact with the six sense objects. When seeing good things, hearing good sounds, smelling good fragrance, eating good flavor, touching. So when one comes into contact, the happiness one gets is called Vedayita Sukha. For example, when the weather is cold, when one comes into contact with warmth, or when one is coming into contact with the delicate clothes, or the touch between the opposite sex, or when thinking, thoughts, daydreaming. The kind of happiness one gets by coming into contact with these pleasurable objects, in other words, six sense objects. So this happiness gained by coming into contact with these six sense objects is called Vedayita Sukha. And the second one is Avedayita Sukha, or in other words, it is also called Sandhi Sukha. The second one, Avedayita Sukha or Sandhi Sukha, has nothing to do with the six pleasurable objects. So the peaceful happiness that is attained, which has nothing to do with the six sense objects, is called Avedayita Sukha or Sandhi Sukha. In other words, it is the kind of happiness where feeling is not involved. And Buddha taught that Avedayita Sukha or Sandhi Sukha is the best kind of happiness. The person who is liking Vedayita Sukha, the kind of happiness one gets by coming into contact with the six sense objects, such kind of person will not escape the samsara dukkha, the suffering. And as they are seeking the sensual pleasure, they are wanting more and more, tanha, craving, make them look for more and more pleasure, and thus they become slaves of craving. and many social problems arise. In order to get the happiness that lasts just a short while, one has to invest a lot of suffering in order to get such kind of happiness that lasts just a while. But the Vedayita Sukha, Avedayita Sukha is the kind of happiness that is gained by not coming into contact with the six sense object. And Avedayita Sukha does not have any feeling, but it is the true, pure happiness. The example is given when a person has worked all day long, the person gets exhausted, that at night the person wants to take a sleep. So when the person wants to sleep, the person no longer wants to have the sensual pleasure, the good things to see, good things to hear, as he or she is very exhausted. So at the time of sleep, he or she may not want to eat or listen because he or she would like to have the kind of rest or peaceful happiness, not coming into contact with these six sense objects. At the time the person is asleep, if somebody else wake him or her up to look at something or to listen something, the person will even get mad, how come he or she disturbs my sleep? Meaning that the person is liking the sound sleep, so there must be something good in it. But one cannot describe how good the sleep is, and one cannot deny it. So the good feeling during sleep is something that one cannot describe and one cannot deny. And people like to have this good sleep. After a good sleep, one feels fresh again. So the Avedayita Sukha or Sandhi Sukha excels many times than the good sleep. And Satipatthana meditation guarantee that one can gain this Sandhi Sukha through the practice. And 1.5 hours is up. This will be all for today. And tomorrow, Saroji will continue to answer the questions about Satipatthana practice. Sadhu, sadhu.